Lightning is a spectacular and powerful natural phenomenon that plays a critical role in balancing atmospheric electricity. The Quran mentions lightning in several verses, highlighting its significance and the awe it inspires. This article explores the Quranic perspective on lightning, complemented by scientific research that explains its function in maintaining atmospheric balance. Quranic references to lightning, Surah Al-Ra'd, 13:12-13. It is he who shows you the lightning, causing fear and aspiration, and generates the heavy clouds. And the thunder exalts Allah, with praise of him, and the angels, as well, from fear of him, and he sends thunderbolts and strikes there with whom he wills, yet they dispute about Allah, and he is severe in assault. Surah An-Nur, 24:43. Do you not see that Allah drives clouds? Then he brings them together, then he makes them into a mass, and you see the rain emerge from within it. And he sends down from the sky mountains of clouds, within which is hail, and he strikes with it whom he wills and averts it from whom he wills. The flash of its lightning almost takes away the eyesight. These verses emphasize the power and majesty of lightning, describing its role in the natural processes and the awe it inspires among people. Scientific insights into lightning. Formation of lightning. Lightning is a discharge of electricity that occurs during storms. It is caused by the buildup of electrical charges in clouds. When the difference in electrical potential between clouds and the ground becomes large enough, a discharge occurs, resulting in lightning. Electric charges in clouds, within storm clouds, turbulent air currents cause the collision of ice particles, leading to the separation of positive and negative charges. Typically, the upper part of the cloud becomes positively charged, while the lower part becomes negatively charged. Discharge process. When the electrical potential difference is significant, a leader of negative charge descends from the cloud toward the ground. When it gets close enough, a positive stream arises to meet it, creating a channel through which a large current flows, resulting in the visible flash of lightning. Types of lightning. There are several types of lightning, including cloud-to-ground, intra-cloud, and cloud-to-cloud lightning. Each type involves different pathways and interactions of electrical charges. Role of lightning in balancing atmospheric electricity. Electric field maintenance. Lightning helps maintain the Earth's electric field. The Earth's surface and the atmosphere form a giant capacitor, with the Earth being negatively charged and the upper atmosphere positively charged. Lightning discharges help balance this electrical potential. Nitrogen fixation. Lightning plays a role in nitrogen fixation, converting atmospheric nitrogen, N2, into nitrogen compounds, NOx, that are usable by plants. This natural process enriches the soil and supports plant growth. Energy transfer. The immense energy released during a lightning strike helps redistribute heat and energy in the atmosphere, contributing to the dynamic processes of weather and climate. Reflection on Quranic verses and scientific insights. He who shows you the lightning, causing fear and aspiration. This verse reflects the dual nature of lightning as both awe-inspiring and beneficial. Scientifically, this aligns with the understanding that lightning, while powerful and potentially dangerous, plays crucial roles in atmospheric processes. The thunder exalts Allah, with praise of him. The Quranic depiction of thunder praising Allah can be seen as a metaphor for the natural processes that are signs of divine wisdom and power. Thunder, the sound produced by lightning, signifies the immense energy and power at work in the natural world. He sends down from the sky mountains of clouds, within which is hail, and he strikes with it whom he wills. This verse highlights the role of clouds and lightning in weather phenomena, with a focus on their unpredictability and the divine control over natural events. Scientifically, it aligns with the understanding of how clouds and lightning interact in complex atmospheric processes. Technological advances in studying lightning. Lightning detection networks. Modern technology has enabled the development of lightning detection networks that monitor and map lightning activity globally. These systems provide valuable data for weather forecasting and climate studies. High-speed cameras. High-speed cameras capture detailed images of lightning strikes, allowing scientists to study the formation and structure of lightning in greater detail. He sends down from the sky mountains of clouds, within which is hail, and he strikes with it whom he wills. This verse highlights the role of clouds and lightning in weather phenomena, with a focus on their unpredictability and the divine control over natural events. Scientifically, it aligns with the understanding of how clouds and lightning interact in complex atmospheric processes. Technological advances in studying lightning, lightning detection networks. Modern technology has enabled the development of lightning detection networks that monitor and map lightning activity globally. These systems provide valuable data for weather forecasting and climate studies. High-speed cameras capture detailed images of lightning strikes, allowing scientists to study the formation and structure of lightning in greater detail. Advancements in lightning protection. Research on lightning has led to advancements in lightning protection systems for buildings, aircraft, and other structures, enhancing safety and resilience. Conclusion: lightning is a powerful natural phenomenon that balances atmospheric electricity and supports various ecological processes. The Quranic references to lightning highlight its significance and the awe it inspires, reflecting divine wisdom in natural events. Scientific research provides a deeper understanding of the mechanisms and benefits of lightning, emphasizing its role in maintaining atmospheric balance and supporting life on Earth. By integrating Quranic insights with scientific knowledge, we can appreciate the intricate design of natural phenomena and the importance of studying and respecting them.